And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Witnesses say a series of three explosions that targeted Taliban vehicles in the capital of Afghanistan's eastern Nangarhar province has left at least three dead, 20 wounded. No one immediately took responsibility for the attack Saturday in Jalalabad, but the increasingly violent Islamic State group affiliated is headquartered in eastern Afghanistan, and they're the same enemies of Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers. It was not immediately clear whether Taliban officials were among the dead and wounded. A Qatar Airways flight on Friday took more Americans out of Afghanistan, according to a Washington peace envoy. It is the third such airlift by the Mideast carrier since the Taliban takeover and the frantic U.S. troop pullout from the country. The development came amid rising concerns over the future of Afghanistan under the Taliban. Country's new Islamic rulers on Friday ordered that boys, but not girls, from grades 6 to 12, and male teachers, but no women teachers, return to school and resume classes starting Saturday. The statement posted on Facebook's page of the now Taliban-run education ministry underscored fears that the Taliban might again impose restrictions on girls and women. A federal judge in the U.S. ruled Thursday that the U.S. government must stop using a Trump-era public health order to quickly expel migrants with children who were apprehended along the U.S.-Mexico border. The U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan gave the government 2 weeks to halt a practice that opponents say is unnecessary and improperly relies on the threat posed by COVID-19 to deprive people of their right to seek asylum in the United States. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The Biden administration plans the wide-scale expulsion of Haitian migrants from a small Texas border city by putting them on flights to Haiti starting Sunday. That's according to an official Friday representing a swift and dramatic response to thousands who suddenly crossed the border from Mexico and gathered under and around a bridge. Details are yet to be finalized, but will likely involve 5 to 8 flights a day, according to the official. With direct knowledge of the plans, who was not authorized to discuss the matter publicly. Another administration official speaking on condition of anonymity expected 2 flights a day at most and said all migrants would be tested for COVID-19. A UN Migration Agency official says that she is concerned about the disappearance of thousands of Europe-bound migrants who were intercepted and returned to Libya. Spokeswoman for the International Organization for Migration said Friday that Libya's Coast Guard intercepted more than 24,000 Europe-bound migrants in the Mediterranean Sea so far this year, including over 800 this week alone. She, however, says only 6,000 are accounted for in official detention centers in the North African country. The fate of thousands of other migrants remains unknown. Libya has for years been a hub for African and Mideast migrants fleeing war and poverty in their homeland and hoping for a better life in Europe. The fence around the U.S. Capitol is back up. The D.C. Police Department is at the ready, and the U.S. Capitol Police have requested assistance from nearby law enforcement agencies as well as the National Guard. The Capitol Police are taking no chances as they prepare for Saturday's rally at the U.S. Capitol in support of rioters imprisoned after the violent January 6 insurrection. They're working to avoid a repeat of the pre-inauguration attack. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger says it's difficult to say whether threats of violence for the Saturday event are credible, but chatter online and elsewhere has been similar to intelligence that was missed in January. Recapping our top story, witnesses now say that a series of 3 explosions that targeted Taliban vehicles in the capital of Afghanistan's eastern Nangarhar province has left at least 3 dead and 20 wounded. There is no official responsibility taken for the attack that occurred Saturday in Jalalabad, but the increasingly violent Islamic State group affiliate is headquartered in eastern Afghanistan. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.